According to Pew Research, the number of stay-at-home dads in the U.S. has doubled in the last decade to 16%. And it's not because the men have lost a job. It's because they've found one, parenting. And according to a Boston College study, a majority of working men wish their wives' paychecks would allow them to stay home as well. There are support groups like Dads with Diaper Bags in Charlottesville, Virginia. They have a monthly beer and wings night. The National Stay-at-Home Dad Network just held a convention in Denver. Al Watts, stay-at-home father of four, ages 12, 10, 7, and 6, founded the network and joins us from WNIJ in Illinois. And Al, address the perception that the increase in dads at home is because they've lost a job.
Yeah, that is a perception that's not really the reality. The Boston College study that you mentioned, they found that I think around 70% of the stay-at-home dads are there by choice. And I'm one of those. You know, shortly after our first daughter was born, my wife was promoted and making more money than me in a job that was going to offer a lot better career opportunities for our family. And I didn't have very much experience with kids, but I knew that I was going to love them better than a child care provider would do. And so I jumped in and started taking care of her.
Well, and we're reading in Parenting Magazine. Research shows that men experience some of the same hormonal and neurological changes that women do when they become parents, even if the man has not obviously given birth, men produce estrogen, that their testosterone levels drop, that they have production of the bonding hormone oxytocin. Were you feeling the urge to parent?
As soon as you see your child for the first time, that urge is there. I mean, you can't deny it. You know, my very first experience was my daughter was crying. She was screaming her head off. My wife had just had a C-section, so she was not able to do anything. And so I had to jump in and figure out, you know, how am I going to get this child to stop crying? And I remembered from some birthing classes we had taken that the babies like to suck. And so I stuck my finger in her mouth and she started sucking on it and she stopped crying. And I had to keep my finger in there for like the next 2 hours. Otherwise, she screamed.
I thought you were going to say for like the next 2 years.
Almost. But, you know, it was one of those experiences that, you know, I'll never forget. And it was really my first foray into what is it like to be a father.
Mm-hmm. What does the network offer you and other men? I mean, I'm presuming part of it is just to have somebody else recognize that it's a lot of work.
Absolutely. You know, all of us are looking for community. And a lot of us interact with a lot of moms on the playground or at the museums or wherever. But, you know, that camaraderie that comes from other men who are doing the same kind of role and have the same values that you do is something that's very special. And so we really work hard to consolidate that, to help guys understand and feel that. So that's why we have local groups all over the country. That's why we have a very big presence on social media. That's why we have this convention every year for guys to get together and experience what it's like to be with other guys that are just like you.
And you've had some success in changing perceptions. You mentioned that Huggies was a sponsor of your convention. But am I reading correctly that it's actually your network that got them to take down an ad that portrayed sort of a bumbling dad who didn't know how to change a diaper?
Yeah, well, Huggies was trying to celebrate fatherhood, but they just kind of missed the mark a little bit. And essentially what their ad started out saying was, Huggies, it's so easy to use, even a dad can do it, you know. And, well, we didn't really appreciate that. A guy actually who wasn't a member of our organization at the time, his name is Chris Routley. He writes a blog, Daddy Doctrines. He started a petition, and we helped promote it. And when Huggies saw that, you know, our messaging towards that, they stepped back and they took a look internally and said, oh, man, we missed the mark. This is not what we intended to do. And they reached out to us and a lot of other dad bloggers, and they did change the ad, which is pretty amazing, actually. I'm sure it was an expensive change for them to do. But, you know, and they also became a big partner of ours, which we are very grateful for, because we have not been able to do as many great, exciting things with our convention and grow it as much as we have the last 3 years without their support.
And you've seen reaction from other companies. You've seen stay-at-home dads portrayed positively in ads.
Absolutely. You know, Cheerios, Dove Men Plus Care, for example, has done an extraordinary job. They have a campaign on social media, hashtag Real Dad Moments, where dads just take pictures of them and their kids. This is what they do. Those are the types of companies who are really understanding what involved fatherhood is all about.
But I'm sure, though, you still get reaction from various parts of society, or people who just don't think that you're the person responsible for the child. What are some of the things that stay-at-home dads experience?
I was at the dentist, and the assistant came out and wanted to go over what the procedure was going to be for my daughter. And she said something to the effect of, you know, well, you know, mom's usually here and know what's going on, so I thought I'd kind of explain this to you. And I said, no, I got it. I know exactly what's going to happen. You know, it's just one of those things where I think people's immediate perception is they assume, you know, child must be mom is the person who knows yeah. everything and does everything. And that's not the case in not only my family, but in most families.
Yeah. So many women become isolated and they also mm-hmm. start feeling worthless. And of course, there is no more important job than raising a child. But often the tedium of picking the Fruit Loops off the floor and being a chauffeur, and it can wear on you. You can feel like I'm not using my brain and I'm not yes. using my skills. Do you ever wrestle with that?
Actually, I have. And I think it's been hard for me to figure that out. I got into this role of being a stay-at-home dad so I could spend as much time with my kids as possible. And my oldest is 12. I have 6 years left. And in the arc of life, that is extremely small. So 12 years maximum left with all my kids before they start going to college and leaving. And I'm going to have 20, 30 years probably after that to live and do things. So work can come later.
Is that what you tell yourself to get through those moments, as you said, that you've had of, gosh, I'm not fully using my capabilities. I'm waiting for the school bus.
Well, you know, there's a couple of ways I've gotten through it. One is because I recognize how important this role is for our family. A family doesn't work if I'm not taking these things on. And secondly, it's the community that I have that surrounds me. If I have a problem, I just go on social media and complain about the Cheerios all over the floor, you know, and I've got hundreds of guys that go, I know what you're talking about, dude. And, you know, get a dog, you know, and I'm like, oh, I can't have a dog. And so that's why we kind of brought this organization together, is so that we could have these kinds of this kind of community that we can share these things with.
What do your kids think about this? I don't know if they get to see this mirrored in that many families around them. I mean, what do they think?
Well, they actually do get to see that mirrored in many families around them. Ah. In fact, most of the families they know have a dad who stays home because, you know, I've been going to play groups with them since they were little. Uh-huh. So they know lots and lots of other dads who stay home with their kids. But what's funny is that they always say to my wife, I wish you would stay home. And then my wife would say, oh, so you want dad to go to work? No, we don't want dad to go to work. So, you know, we have to explain to them, well, somebody has to make some money somewhere, otherwise you can't eat. So,
well, look, a question that some listeners might have, there's still that prejudice that this is a feminine thing to do. Do you feel less like a man?
There's nothing feminine about loving your kids. There's nothing feminine about it at all. And I'll tell you this other thing. There's only two things that I can't do as a dad that a mom can do, and that is birth and breastfeed. Otherwise, everything else is equally learnable to do as long as you love and care for your kids.
Al Watts, stay-at-home father of four, co-author with Hogan Hilling of Dads Behaving Dadly. He's also president of the National Stay-at-Home Dad Network, which, as he just said, sustains him. Al, thank you.
Thank you, Robin. I appreciate it.